Well, let's open our Bibles tonight to the book of Philemon. It's right before Hebrews. Philemon is right before Hebrews. Okay, well, this is a one chapter book, so let's read the chapter tonight. Philemon. Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved brother and fellow worker, and to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always whenever I am making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. And I pray that the fellowship of your faith may become effective through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you for Christ's sake, or in Christ. For I have come to have much joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother. Therefore, though I have enough confidence in Christ to order you to do what is proper, yet for love's sake I rather appeal to you, since I am such a person as Paul, the aged, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I appeal to you for my child Onesimus, whom I have begotten in my imprisonment, who formerly was useless to you, but now is useful both to you and to me. I have sent him back to you in person, that is, sending my very heart, whom I wish to keep with me, so that on your behalf he might minister to me in my imprisonment for the gospel. But without your consent, I did not want to do anything, so that your goodness would not be, as it were, by compulsion, but of your own willingness. For perhaps he was for this reason separated from you for a while, that you would have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If then you regard me as a partner, accept him as you would me. But if he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will repay it, not to mention to you that you owe to me even your own self as well. Yes, brother, let me benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, since I know that you will do even more than what I say. At the same time, also prepare me a lodging, for I hope that through your prayers, I will be given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Okay, well, we're talking about prayer again tonight, and Paul's prayer for Philemon. Well, who was Philemon? Philemon was at Colossae. He was a leader, maybe a pastor of a house church, some kind of a leader in the church at Colossae. Verse 1 tells us that he was a beloved brother, a fellow worker. Verse 2 indicates to us that he was a husband and a father. Apphia, our sister, would have been Philemon's wife, and Archippus was their son. So Philemon was a husband and a father. In verse 5, we read that he was a man of love for the Lord and for all the saints. Also in verse 5, we read of his faith in the Lord Jesus. In verse 7, we see again that he was one who refreshed the saints by his love for them. And in verse 16, he is a believer, and he was a slave owner. And Onesimus had been Philemon's slave. Philemon was younger than Paul. You see in verse 9, Paul refers to himself as Paul the Aged. Paul is writing this from during his first Roman imprisonment, not the last one. Same as when he wrote Colossians. And Epaphras would have been the one who was informing Paul about Philemon. Okay, why did Paul write to Philemon? Onesimus verse 10, had been a slave of Philemon. He apparently was a runaway slave, and he may well, when we consider verse 18, where Paul says, if Onesimus has wronged Philemon or owes Philemon anything, Onesimus may have stolen money from Philemon and used it to escape to Rome. In Rome, verse 9, or verse 10 rather, Onesimus was led to the Lord, to salvation, by Paul. So Onesimus shows up in Rome, meets Paul, and Paul, in prison, leads Onesimus to the Lord. So now Paul is instructing Onesimus to go back to Philemon. Okay? Now, this is very interesting for Americans who are about the only ones, maybe British too, but mostly Americans are the ones who have questions about slavery from this book. But you notice slavery is not a moral or ethical issue in this book. Slavery was completely proper. It was completely legal. Now, there were instructions. Paul gave instructions all throughout the New Testament about how slaves should be treated, loved and cared for, treated as brothers in the Lord. But here, Paul doesn't say, well, Onesimus, now you're saved. You don't have to go back to Philemon. You can do whatever you want. You're free. No, Paul says, I can't say that because Philemon still owns Onesimus. He paid the price for him. In that sense, Onesimus belongs to Philemon. And for the sake of we Americans, there's nothing at all racial going on here. Onesimus was not black. Most of the slaves in the entire history of the world were not black. Keep in mind that Israel, the Jews, were taken as slaves in Egypt, and the slave owners in Egypt very likely at the time would have been black. The blacks were the slave owners. They weren't the slaves. So most American caricatures about slaves are just historically inaccurate. You know, they're only applicable to slaves that were bought from Africa and brought to America. But that is, and by the way, there's still a great deal of slavery all around the world today. So Paul is instructing Onesimus, you know, Philemon is still your owner, and you ran away. You need to go back and be responsible to him. If Philemon was the slave owner, how do you think Philemon would have felt about that whole thing? You know, if Onesimus robbed him and ran away, I mean, how would you react if somebody robbed you? If a worker or a friend stole from you, hurt you in some way, betrayed you, how would you react? So Paul is now praying for Philemon, and he's going to ask Philemon to take Onesimus back, or at least keep ownership of him and allow him to stay and help Paul for a while. So this is the occasion. Verse 5, Paul had heard of Philemon's faith. Verse 5, Paul had heard of Philemon's love for all the saints. Verse 23, Paul had heard from Epaphras, and we read about that report also in Colossians chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. And Paul had probably heard this from Onesimus himself. So verse 6 now is Paul's prayer request. Paul says in verse 4, I thank my God always whenever I am making mention of you in my prayers. So Paul says to Philemon, I remember you, and every time I pray for you, I thank God for you. And now Paul's prayer request, verse 6, I pray that the fellowship of your faith may become effective. That the fellowship. Now, the Greek word is koinonia. And that's usually how we translate koinonia, is by the word fellowship. But koinonia can also mean sharing or partnership or participation. That the sharing, the participation of your faith may become, and New American Standard says effective. The Greek word is energēs. It's the word from energy, energized. So Paul says, I pray that the sharing of your faith may become energized. Paul's prayer for Philemon is that Philemon would demonstrate his faith. That he would share it. He would demonstrate his faith in some way. And this is going to happen, verse 6 says, through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ. Through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you. Now, what is Paul talking about? He's not talking about Philemon's character. He's talking about Philemon's identity in Christ. Every good thing that is in you. Philemon is a child of God. Philemon is forgiven. Philemon is redeemed. Philemon has redemption in him. Philemon is justified. Philemon has justification in him. Philemon is blessed. Philemon has blessing in him. These are good things that are in Philemon, and they are in Christ. Who is Philemon in Christ? Well, who Philemon is in Christ is everything you are in Christ. It's the same. So, how is the demonstration of Philemon's faith energized? It is energized, it's activated by knowing who he is and all that he has in Christ. Okay? Now that's Paul's prayer request for Philemon. And it's a good prayer request for us tonight. Say, oh, I wish I could share my faith. Okay, well, how will the sharing of your faith be activated? Here's what Paul says. It's activated through knowing who you are and knowing everything you have in Christ. If you know who you are in Christ and you know what you have in Christ, you should have no difficulty, no challenge sharing your faith at all. It should be as common as anything you do every day. Because it's who you are. Paul doesn't say, well, Philemon, I'm praying that you'll take an evangelism class. No, he says, I pray that you'll know who you are and everything you have in Christ. And that will activate the sharing of your faith. Now, really, the rest of the book that we haven't talked about yet is the explanation that Paul gives for this prayer request. We see in verse 7, Paul had much joy and comfort over hearing about Philemon. He had heard about Philemon's love. He had heard about Philemon's refreshment of the saints. He had known that this was Philemon's testimony to the glory of God. So, of course, when Philemon participates in the faith, in sharing the faith, Paul knows, and Paul says in verse 21, I know you will do even more than what I say. He says concerning Philemon, not only will you receive Onesimus now as your brother in the Lord, and by the way, Onesimus is forgiven and justified too now. So Onesimus, even if he robbed Philemon, Onesimus now has every blessing that Philemon has in Christ. So Paul says to Philemon, take him back. Receive him. And in verse 16, he says, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother. Receive Onesimus as a brother. Paul says, I know that you will do this because it's a testimony to the glory of God. About 50 years later than this. So Onesimus was fairly young at the time, but about 50 years later, church history records that Onesimus was an elder in the Colossian church. This all went well, didn't it? Paul prayed. So here's the prayer, verse 6. I pray that the sharing of your faith may become energized through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ. That is Paul's motivation for evangelism. You know, I have come to this conclusion over many years. People are not ineffective in evangelism because they don't care about lost people. People are ineffective in evangelism because they don't remember who they are as a child of God. If you remember who you are, you see all of these things. Even if somebody hurts you, steals from you, whatever, you see that as an opportunity to share your faith, if you know who you are in Christ. But if you're just all focused on who you are in the flesh, you're focused on the flesh, then you don't even think about sharing your faith at all. So this is a very important prayer request. Now, some of you might remember this, but it goes back to when Ed Lewis was still the director of, at that time, CE National. And of course, Ed is retired now from that. But at one point, for a whole year, Ed and CE National used verse 6 as their theme verse for the whole year. It was the theme verse for what used to be called Brethren National Youth Conference, and then that became Momentum. But verse 6 was the theme verse for that whole year. But the sharing of your faith may become effective through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you in Christ. And that was the motivation for people to share their faith. Heavenly Father, tonight as we go to prayer, may this prayer be what we can pray for ourselves and for one another. And Lord, there are people whose names are on the salvation list. And Lord, I'm sure there are others that we would pray for. But Lord, we pray tonight for ourselves in this. As Paul said concerning his fellow Israelites, Romans 10:1, my heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved. And so, Lord, may that be our prayer here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.